People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guy's quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. We all want things to go perfectly. We really do. Melvin was planning to build a replica of San Francisco constructed from 35,000 used Q-tips. It was going to be his magnum opus, his crowning achievement, his excuse to buy Q-tips, which is a product he finds endlessly fascinating. I don't even want to know why. And best of all, the wedding present to his fiancée Bernice. He knew that she loves handmade crafts and his creative juices were flowing and being sopped up by the Q-tips. Unfortunately, it takes more than creative juices to construct a replica of San Francisco. There are risks aplenty. He got 13,261 Q-tips into the project, and then he discovered that his tiny Q-tip trolley car was positioned incorrectly, with the car occupying the space where Twin Peaks was supposed to go. Oh, we call that an oops.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
We've all had oopses. Many moons ago, I was part of a curriculum design team at Harvard Business School, charged with evaluating project management best practices to include in the MBA curriculum. Being rather fanatical about cool productivity tools, who'd have guessed it, I've happily used those tools and concepts ever since. Now, one striking best practice is a concept, and it's a simple one. Most projects fail for reasons that you can predict in advance. When our project is going on way too long and bleeding money like a pit bull after a run-in with a porcupine, we just run to our boss and we say, "I don't know what happened. Maybe it was space aliens who shot us with a time distortion ray that made everything take longer than expected." Possible. Very, very possible. But no. The real reason is that no one bothered to plan for the fact that every critical team member planned their summer vacation for a different week of summer. It blew up the team's ability to coordinate and turned the 12 weeks of summer into 12 actual days of progress. The thing is, we could have known that. Risk assessment could have told us. If the team had sat down during project planning and looked at everyone's availability, it might have quickly become apparent that we should explicitly try to match up our summer holidays so that we would all stop, go be holy, and then come back and tear up that project. Do a pre-mortem risk assessment. Since most failures can be predicted in advance, use that knowledge As part of starting a project, sit down and brainstorm all the ways the project might fail. Be creative. Think about staff availability, supplier flakiness, specifications getting screwed up, key people being unavailable for some reason, the collapse of Western civilization, the collapse of Eastern civilization, and of course the failure of Miley Cyrus's latest round of naked shenanigans. Give each prediction that you've made 2 ratings. 1, how likely is it to happen? And 2, how severe are the consequences? Now you don't need to figure out exact probabilities to the third decimal point, as much as I know you would love to do that. You can simply say low, medium, or high. Those are perfectly fine. If you have any science fiction fans in your group, you probably now have several dozen post-apocalyptic scenarios on your list. Now, it won't be practical to address all of them, so once you've rated the possible ways that a project could fail, use your ratings to decide which ones you want to address. Now, obviously, any that are highly likely and highly severe should get extra special attention. And congratulations, you just ran your first risk assessment. In a future episode, we will learn about how to manage the risks that you've identified, but in the meantime, you've got smart, competent, spectacularly skillful upper management, so I'm sure that they'll let you extend your schedule and expand your budget to account for all of the risky things you've identified that might go wrong. Do a pre-mortem success assessment. Now, it only makes sense that if we can be Debbie Downer and predict the zombie apocalypse in advance, we should at least be able to predict something good in advance. In a teleseminar on negotiation, Harvard professor Mike Wheeler recommended a Harold Happy pre-mortem. Ask your team. Imagine we're 2 weeks or months into the project. Something has gone terribly, unexpectedly right. What is it? How will we capitalize on it? How can we notice if it seems to be happening, and if so, increase the chances of it happening? If Debbie Downer can help prevent disasters by doing risk assessment, Harold Happy can help steer us towards big wins by recognizing opportunity. So do these both at your pre-mortems, and together they're a simple form of strategy technique that we call scenario analysis. CEOs can, and should, use things like this to make sure that their organization is prepared to survive and thrive in the next few years. All of us can, and should, use it to make sure that our new projects and initiatives stand the greatest chance of avoiding the post-apocalyptic ravages of Skynet's army of Terminator robots, and instead, we should be building empires and achievements that succeed beyond our wildest dreams. So go forth, use pre-mortems, do a risk assessment by asking what might go wrong, do a success assessment by asking what might go right, and then mitigate the things that might go wrong, boost up the things that might go right, and go off and conquer everything. This is Steve Robbins. Email your desired topics and questions to getitdone@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter at Get It Done. I work with CEOs to help them handle difficult personnel issues, groom high-potential employees, and devise strategies for market domination. If you want this, visit steverrobbins.com. That's steverrobbins.com. Work less, do more, and have a great life.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up. That can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.